L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Right now, as a loyal listener, you can get 25% off of GhostBed. Go to ghostbed.com/Norton. Use the promo code Norton at checkout. Some exclusions apply. See site for details. ghostbed.com/Norton. Promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with GhostBed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. Oh, frightening. October 2nd, Bakersfield. October 3rd, 4th, San Diego. I can't remember all the days, but I was just trying to be funny and wacky, and it failed. I'm going to be in Rochester, Denver, Batavia, Illinois, Portland, Eugene, Oregon, Bend, Oregon, Huntington, New York, Newton, New Jersey, Herman, Maine. I'm going to be up at Foxwoods in Connecticut in December, Boston in Connecticut in December, JimNorton.com. For details / tour.
Jim Norton can't save you. Jim Norton is a train wreck. Jim can't help you solve your own problems. Jim is an idiot.
On the train, this guy just stopped and was like, "Hey, I love the podcast. Blah, I'm in town. I leave tomorrow." I'm like, "Oh, cool. What for?" And he's like, "Latte competition." I was like, "What?" He's like, "A company flew me out because I'm a professional latte like designer."
Oh, wow.
I was like, "Really?" He goes, "Yeah, I lost in the first round."
Oh.
Like, wow.
We are live and we're in the room.
And we're recording? Yeah. How nice is that? People literally, the podcast starts with us laughing.
Isn't that nice? And oh, it's like coming back from a commercial break.
It really is. Everybody's having fun, and then they try to recreate what happened, but it's never good.
Uh-huh.
What? No, you can repeat what you were just saying, because it is actually interesting.
I got it already.
Oh, you do?
You did? Okay,
what if... I always like to repeat everything twice. This way we don't have to do half the content. I just repeat everything twice. We only have to do half the content.
And see, now all right, in Spanish. Un repito, dos, contento. Yes.
Contento, halfo. What were you saying before about... You walked in, and you are a little... banged up.
Yes, I have my cane again. My back seized up. I'm spasming. Terrible, terrible pain.
How'd you hurt it?
Well, I got hit by a car 5 years ago on my bicycle, and I skipped down the road like a little rock on a lake. Thank God I wear a helmet. Thank God I had
it. It saved you, right?
Saved me.
Well, you would have been Gary Busey'd if you didn't.
Oh, yeah. Butter sausage. Crying about butter sausage for the rest
today,
of the
day. Today, time only does exactly when he does like those.
I would have been Gary Busey, but instead I'm Gary Bussy. All right, I'm going to go home.
Why?
Sorry.
Why?
I'll repeat it twice. Harry Bussy. Okay, sorry.
No, set me up. I'll do it. Okay, we'll cut this together in post. Go ahead. What do you got?
Instead I'm Gary
Bussy. Guy who can't improv.
So did you get
an MRI and stuff? Like, do you know
what's wrong? Oh, yeah. Dude, I separated my sacrum from my pelvis, slipped my L4, L5, chronic pain for the past 5 years. It gets better. I've done PRP therapy where they take your blood, they spin it around. Yeah. And I did that for my shoulder because I tore my labrum. Tony Hawk taught me how to skateboard.
He taught
me how to drop in off a quarter pipe, and I did it. And it took me like an hour. I kept falling. I did it, and when I did it, he hugged me and was like, "I'm proud of you." And it was like one of the greatest moments of my life. And then I did it again because I wanted him to hug me again. And I did it and I fell and tore my leg from immediately. No. And he was like, Yeah, well, no hug.
No, not at all.
He was like really mad. I got injured on his property. But yeah. And so it goes in, goes out. And I did Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu for the first time the other day for my travel show. And I didn't stretch. They just threw me into it at the dojo in Brooklyn.
Okay.
My buddy's an instructor there. And so he took me in. So my travel show, it's Ian Do an Odd Guy Doing Odd Jobs. So I go to different towns.
Where can people see it?
YouTube.com/IanFinanceComedy.
Oh, you're just doing it. Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, we're talking to a production company right now, and we're waiting to release them. I have like 10 episodes filmed, but I'm so stoked on it.
Yeah.
So it's like Dirty Jobs meets Simple Life.
Right.
And so the conceit is, if I'm in a town, I'm either going to stay in the hotel room or kill myself, or I got to go out and do a job.
Yeah, 100%.
So I go, I find work. Someone teaches me to do their job. I do their job. It's real fun. And then now I'm doing, like, while I'm in the city, I got to have something to do or else I'll fucking kill myself. So I'm doing like activities, and this is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Dude, they tore me up. I got put in a banana split, and I'm like,
"What's a banana split?" I take jiu-jitsu, and I don't know what that is.
It's like a wrestling move where you're on your back, and they take one leg over this way, and then one leg over that way, and just like split you like a wishbone.
Yeah, it's painful.
Oh yeah, it sucked, and it was my fault. It was a bonehead move, and ever since then, man, the other day my back seized up so bad I couldn't walk. So I'm like spasming. I'm on stage, like my back's up against the wall. Like the pain is radiating through my body to the point I'm like losing train of thought.
Can they fix it?
Well, the osteopath is like really helping. So I have another appointment. It feels so much better than it did the other day.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like I'm just like old too. The way I sleep at night, how do you sleep?
Typically.
No, I mean with the life you live. How do you sleep at night?
Well, I just I picture my show and the 40 people that made it that I made happy, and the unpleasant banter I had with the club owner about this circus in town. You know, people would come, and I just doze off thinking about it. No, I'm a side sleeper, and I'm a very bad sleeper. I suck at sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm horrible. I Ghostbed is one of the sponsors of the show, and I actually like them because their mattress is cool. I always feel like warm when I sleep and gross.
I sweat when I sleep. I thrash. I went down to Florida. Me and my old friends from high school, I got tickets to Blink-182, and I slept at my friend's house, and they at his like family's house, you know, and God bless his wife, she like let me nap and woke me up, and she like grabbed my shoulder, and I spun around and I grabbed her arm, and I was like, what? She's like, dude, whatever ghosts you have inside of your head, they are real.
Yes. And by the way, they're not ghosts, they're uncles.
And cousins.
But I could never even do that. I could never sleep at somebody's house. Like I would rather pay for a hotel because I'm so uncomfortable in someone else's space. Like I'm such a bad sleeper.
I spent years like touring and I'll just sleep on your couch or give me a blanket on the floor, you know, this or that. So I'm like used to it. And I don't really like mind if it's all like people together and stuff, I like it. But if, you know, I'm on the road now, I sleep at a hotel and stuff. But it was like kind of the thing, like I'm like their kid's uncle, so it was like Uncle Ian's in the house.
We're
all like together and everything. But when I sleep, I twist my body and I sleep on my side, and then my hips twist, and it's just bad news.
And you had an altercation with somebody? You mentioned it briefly, and I was like, well, let's just do it during the show.
So I have the cane. So I'm walking with the cane, but I'm embarrassed. So when I do stand up, I bring an umbrella and use that as a cane because I'm
like, JFK assassination video? He's umbrella man. He opened it when the limo went by. You were a babushka too?
I'm the penguin, see?
We're going to make some bliss. I gotta give bliss. That's the bliss. Stupid show.
So
annoyed me, Penguin. Oh, we should probably go off IG Live. I forgot we were on. Oh no, we're gonna keep talking.
Fill into the
call in if you
call
want.
Call in and tune into the show to hear the story
if you want.
Well, the other night I'm at the cellar and I have an umbrella. I'm like using it as a cane.
That rhymes, by the way.
I'm at the cellar and I have an umbrella
and I'm with a fella.
Okay. All right.
And so I met this girl and I said, I'll tell you. 5 minutes late on the riff.
That's all right. I was going to tell her.
Oh, so after the show, me and my friend Emily, we go down to this Italian spot in the West Village, and we're sitting outside. It's like this old Italian classic West Village spot down 6th Avenue. We're sitting outside, and Donna Karen from DKNY is there, and my friend's telling me, she's like, the last time I was here, I sat next to Calvin Klein. This is very old New York, blah, 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 fashion. I'm like, oh, cool. So we're eating, everything's great, and we're about to get the check. We just had dessert, and all of a sudden, we just hear this crazy guy screaming behind us. He's like, I'll kill you. I'll kill all you. I'm like, what? And I'm like, dude, don't look. He'll go away. And he just comes up. And he rips the barrier, the outside, you know how restaurants have those little like metal things?
Yep.
He rips it down, flips a table, throws a bunch of plates, and he's like, I'll fucking kill, who wants it? I'll kill every one of you. And he looks at this old guy sitting next to me, and we're like standing, and he goes, you, what are you looking at? I'll fucking kill you. And he steps towards this old guy, and this older Asian guy steps in front of him, and he goes, hey, hey, and puts his hand on his chest and pushes him back. Dude, the guy socks the Asian guy right in the face, like knocks him, smashes him hard. And the wait staff just bum rush this guy, and I'm standing there and I'm like, well, I didn't even think. The last thing I remember, because I was kind of in and out of blacking out, the last thing I remember is I just went, here we go. And I bum rushed him with the guys. We get him on the ground, he's fighting back, and I just start stomping him out to like subdue him, because he had this look in his eye, like,
good.
You could tell something was wrong.
He's nuts.
I'm like, this guy's got to stay on the ground. And he I'm like stomping on him, and this old Italian guy pulls me off. He goes, enough, enough. I was like, oh, I'm the crazy one. Oh, okay. So I stop, and everybody backs off, and the guy gets up and attacks another guy. And it's like, this is
why would you let him
like,
up? Yeah.
This guy has to be neutralized.
Yeah.
So me and two of the other guys just grab him and kind of like push him back and throw him into a pile of trash. I don't know where, if my umbrella was in my hand or not, but I just went and got my umbrella and I beat him in the face with my umbrella.
Good.
And I broke my umbrella on his head and it smashed his face open. And dude, when the umbrella hit his head, it went like, and then you hear him go, and then I'm just like beating him in the head with the umbrella, and the thing broke
Ella,
off. And I'm just
Ella,
like, Ella, Ella, Ella. Hey, stop, stop.
Kia, Kia.
That's what he was saying. And he's just in this pile of trash. He's like, and he's like there for a minute, and then he gets up. And he starts attacking people again. And it was crazy, dude. The cops never came. Some guy maces him. And he goes, I eat mace for breakfast.
All right, well, at least he has a healthy diet. I respect that. I should do it when I drop a few pounds, you know.
It's part of a balanced meal. And then he gets maced twice. And then he just wanders off covered in blood. And because I got his head and he busted open. And then that's when I was like, I don't want to like... I don't want to like spit blood on me.
Yeah.
And he just wanders off into the night. The cops never came.
Yeah.
We leave. And then that is a story I told on a first date that completely changed the vibe. And the girl told me she didn't want to see me again.
Why? Like, what did she want you to... Wait. She would not the girl you were on the date. That wasn't the girl that was there.
No. I was with my friend Emily.
Okay.
But
so
I
you're
was
on
relaying the story the next night.
To a date.
And it really changed the vibe.
Why didn't she want to see you again? Like, what did she want
because
you to
I
do?
Told her a story about me committing attempted murder.
But you did the right thing. The guy was a problem. The guy was a problem.
Yeah, well, she didn't really take the hero angle out of it. And she didn't see it as, you know, self-defense, more fulfilling a fantasy.
Beating a guy with an umbrella.
Yeah. And me telling the story, like, you should have heard the noise it made when it cracked him in the head. She was like, oh, God. I was like,
maybe the joy with hitting it. Like, I finally have an excuse to use this umbrella as a golf club. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Nah, you know, mistake. I get it.
Did you really like her?
I understand.
She was all right. It was fun. I mean, it was like, you know, the date was like great. And then we went outside and we went in for a kiss and she went, ew, cigarettes. And I was like, oh God. And then I got gum.
Oh.
And then I told the story. And also in telling the story, we were on the way to get ice cream. And when we got to the ice cream place, it was closed. So it was just like a succession of just like a domino of bad, like, ew, you taste like cigarettes. The place you brought me is closed. You
almost beat a homeless man to death.
He wasn't homeless.
Oh.
And he was white. That's important to the story.
Whoa. You struck a white man. That changes everything. Get out. That man needed help.
And I also told the girl, I go, and you know the motherfucker, the whole story, they still charge us for the meal. So
that really
I'm
is
a cheap violent offender. And I'm like, can I see you again? I go, I'd love to see you again. I really had fun. She goes, I had fun too, maybe. Depends on my schedule. And I was like, oh God.
Oh, you knew. Oh. And did you reach out to her again?
Yeah.
And she just ghosted you or
nothing.
Wow. Where'd you meet her? Was it a dating app?
Hinge.
Oh,
It was a first date I've been on in forever from like a dating app or anything.
I thought you were seeing someone.
No.
You said you had a boyfriend at one point?
Oh, that was like last year.
Oh, the black kid. The black guy. Yeah. Okay.
Please say guy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Dude, speaking of kids.
Oh, good. Were we?
Hold on a second. Lube, please.
What is that? That's the response my penis gets when I take a Blue Chew chewable tablet. Enter the room dick first. I know I always do. Even when I'm walking backwards, that's how big and rock hard it is. It's not just a tablet. It really is a cheat code for your prick. Stronger, harder, longer lasting. I don't like they say like someone gave your downstairs a pep talk and a gym membership. They say dick in the first line. Hey, it helps out your dick. And then they go, it talks to your downstairs. What am I on, Jimmy Kimmel? Can you not say dick? Can you say your downstairs? Can you say your funny area? Makes my prick work better. That's the experience I've had. You guys know I've complained about my penis. I've even been caught on camera screaming. And they're like, who are you yelling at? I'm like my rotten, limp dick. Take a Blue Chew, 30 minutes later, feeling comfortable and confident. And I can kind of feel it bubbling around in there. I absolutely love it. I take it, and there's been times where I took it and I still wound up not having sex, and I just enjoyed it myself. I just loved having a penis that felt like a man's penis. I'm like, this is what it feels like to be young again, even though my dick was never terrific. Where were these things when I was 17 and 18? God almighty, I love Blue Chew. My hog has a zip code and voting rights. I mean, ugh. They have Blue Chew for comedy writing? Can you ever try to tuck in a submarine? What is that, putting your penis in your... Who writes these? These are the roast jokes for your penis. You ever try to tuck... This ain't a supplement. It's an erection resurrection. Who would actually read that and go, that's what I want to do for my dick? Ugh. Anyway, I don't have anything that rhymes. How about this? My dick works better than it used to, which is not saying much because it never worked particularly well, but it works great under the influence of a Blue Chew tablet. It's not just about performance. Give her group chat something to talk about because you know they're talking about you. She's not trashing you, but she's not enthused anyway. Hey, how's the sex? Ah, she'll talk about something else. Ah, the cat had diarrhea. Because she doesn't want to trash how awful you are in the sack. Give them something positive to say. Blue Chew is BLUECHEW. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. We got a special deal for these for my listeners. As always, you get your first month of Blue Chew free. Use the promo code Norton at checkout. Pay $5 for shipping. That's it, $5. Join Blue Chew's mission to upgrade humanity one thrust at a time. Head to BlueChew.com for details and safety info. And a really big thanks to Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. I love your product, and I use it. Whether or not you sponsor the podcast, I probably shouldn't say that, but I love it. Y'all, fall is here. How annoying would I be if I did this feed? How much would Factor hate this? Y'all, I love y'all meals. They're good. I'd be like, who is this idiot? But it's even worse if I just talk like this with this hat on. I am hateable. Fall always feels like a reset. That's why I got my new hat on. This is my fall hat. My life is different now. I'm on the road in a different way. Summer's over. No more relaxing. The days are shorter. I don't cook anyway. But even when it's hard to find time to eat. For me, it's very hard to find time to eat. I love Factor. Again, this is another product that I love promoting because they're chef prepped, dietitian approved meals. They make it easy to stay on track, to enjoy some comforting and delicious food, no matter how crazy and hectic the season gets. There's more variety, more meals. I get very bored very fast, which is why I'm bad in relationships. Don't cut that part. Choose from a wider selection of weekly meal options. That's the most important thing, is you have to have a really good option. Take this off. I'm literally trying to talk for real about meals, and I have that stupid hat on. I'm like Vic Morrow. Hey there, teach. Hey, daddy-o. You ever see Blackboard Jungle? wider selection of weekly meal options, which I really do love, including premium seafood choices, salmon, shrimp at no extra cost. You can enjoy more GLP-1 friendly meals and a new Mediterranean diet packed with protein and good for you fat. Global flavors, by the way. For the first time, you can try Asian inspired meals, really bold flavors influenced by Thailand, China, and more. I absolutely love it. And again, the variety of meals. I like the salmon. I love the Asian food. I love all of it. But I mean, those are the ones I like because other places I've tried didn't have great options like that. I like to use this product because I'm sick and tired of being an unhealthy eater. I've complained about my weight for years, and you can really regulate what you're eating when you're having a meal like this. From more choices to better nutrition, that's why 97%, wow, of customers say that Factor helped them live a healthier life. Feel the difference no matter your routine. And that is one of the hardest parts of these of getting a service, even to bring you food, is that it's hard to eat healthy. It's hard to find something healthy. Factor makes it really easy. I'm a very picky eater, and that's why I look awful because I've been on the road without my Factor meals. So now that I'm home, hopefully I can straighten out again. Eat smart, factormeals.com/Norton50off, N-O-R-T-O-N, number 5, number 0, O-F-F. Use the code Norton50off. You get 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast. Wow, free breakfast for a year. I don't know why that always surprises me, but that's amazing. That's code Norton50off, factormeals.com, for 50% off your first box, plus free breakfast for a year. You get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase. Factor food is really great, and I cannot recommend them enough.
Speaking of kids, right down here. Dude, all right, whatever. Okay, so so with this travel show I do, I go to these different towns, and I went to Oklahoma City, and I worked at a pizza shop, and there was like a kid there, he's 17, and we like, you know, he's teaching me to make pizzas, and he's this great kid, and he and I bonded over the fact that we grew up without dads or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, the manager of the shop like really took him in. He's like, look, like he's having a hard time going to school, like blah, blah, blah. So he really liked my belt. So I was like, look, when I'm in Austin, I'm going to get you this belt and I'll get you a buckle, but you got to, you know, like go to school and everything, blah, blah, blah. So I finally got him the belt. I sent it to him and been like messaging like, hey, how are classes? Like, look, you got to go to school, like work on your grade. And he's like, well, what do I do when I, you know, I'm like, I don't know. It's like a big brother type.
Yeah,
thing,
yeah, whatever. Yeah, sure.
And, he's this sweet Spanish kid. And he sends me a picture yesterday of the belt. And he goes, it finally came in the mail. I can't wait to, I'm going to like trick it out and it'll look great. I'm like, oh, you got to send me a picture of you rocking it. And my friend Emily took me out shopping yesterday to get like new fall outfits. And she sent me a bunch of pictures, right? And I'm talking on the phone to my friend Sanaz. And she goes, let me see the outfits. I go, okay. So I send the pictures to Sanaz. And she goes, they didn't go through. I'm like, hold on. And I look and I sent the pictures to
Oh.
So Wait,
was she naked or she had clothes on?
No, no, it was me. Pictures of me just wearing clothes.
Oh, that's that, so that I funny. Oh,
so
God.
The succession of text messages is me sending a 17-year-old boy, send me a picture of you wearing the belt. And I send him a note too, like, hey, stay in school. I go, did you read my note? And then the next text are five photos of me trying on outfits. It's like, did you read my note? Hello? And I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm frantically texting this kid. That wasn't meant for you. I was texting a friend. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what have I done?
I know.
This is crazy. What a comedy of errors for me to just send pictures of me in like jeans and a jacket at Levi Strauss to a fucking kid that I'm like.
Thank God they weren't nude though.
Dude.
Thank God.
I don't even want to imagine. They weren't.
Thank God.
But I was on the street crying. I was on the phone with the tell telling him last night, and I'm on the street crying, laughing at me just like, did you get my note? There's something if you read between the lines.
Did he respond?
Yeah, he said, lose my number. No,
he was fine.
Yeah, he laughed.
Cause it's funny, like it's the when you send a wrong text, like I have Rosebud coming on. I'm not sure which one will air first. So whatever, I have a guest coming on, and I sent the message to Mike that said, hey, we got Ian and we got Rosebud. And she sends me a message. She goes, that was for your producer, dummy. I sent it to her. But I'm like, thank God I didn't say anything. Dude. Like, I'm like, thank God I don't shit talk people who I like in text.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wasn't like, yeah, fucking Rosebud, I guess we'll settle on her. Like,
yeah.
Thank God.
Dude, my buddy thought he was texting his fiance, and he texted his mom by accident. And he texts, I can't wait to stick my nose in your little asshole to his own mother.
No. Which is crazy because her asshole was big and everyone knew that.
Yeah. Honey, wrong asshole.
Yeah, exactly. Old pumpkin shitter, they called her. Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's very embarrassing.
I was like beside myself that this happened. Like what? Sweat laughing, like panic. Yeah. Like what the fuck?
I know, because you don't want the guy to
think
you're
crazy. But it was such an innocent thing.
It happens.
You know, but still, it's like just so funny. Like, I got you this belt. What do you think of my outfit?
Oh.
It's like, no, that's not what this is. I'm trying to be a good guy.
Yeah, you got to be so you know? Careful.
Yeah.
So what happened with your relationship? Again, I haven't talked to you in a while.
With the guy?
Yeah.
It just petered out.
Oh, just okay. Yeah.
He,
so to speak. He, yeah.
Peter hurt.
Was it an angry breakup or just like, no, we're just both busy and
no,
not?
It was kind of like we're both busy, kind of slowly ghosted, and then talked again, and then like an angry drunk text thing from him, like lose my number, blah blah blah.
Why was he mad at you?
Because we kind of stopped talking, and then like we only would like, it was kind of fucked up because he would just like send me like come over, I'm horny, like late at night, and then I'd get off of work and be like, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, you only text me at night, and I'm like, oh, get
over. Yeah.
But it, you know, whatever. I tried.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
So you're not dating now at all?
No. I went on this date, but it's like I don't even know. Like, I need to be more intentional with it because I'm on the road all the time. Even
right.
if I was dating someone that lived up the street, it would be long distance because when I'm home, I don't want to leave my apartment.
Right.
I want to be with my cats. I want to, like, chill out. Like, you
How
can
come How are you doing
over.
Your podcast and
but,
stuff?
Yeah. Like, I have a ton of things going on, which is great. But, like, I don't want to do long distance. And when you're on the road all the time, it's long distance. And I just hate hearing that hurt of, like, I wish you were here. And, you know, my
I've never heard
like,
that.
He was here. Stay. Yeah.
Take a connecting flight home.
I just hated in my, like, last, like, real relationship, I hated hearing, like, I wish you were here. I'm so sad you're gone. And I had to tell her, like, look, like, we got to phrase this a different way because it makes me feel helpless.
Yeah.
To be able to fix it. It makes me feel guilty for like working. So I had to be like, look, instead of saying like, I miss you, like, can you say like, I can't wait to see you when you get back or something like that. Just because the other phrasing of it makes me feel so like impotent. Like I can't do anything about it. Like
yeah.
I wish I could. And then you're just like, yep, this sucks. Now what? You know, like that long distance yearning just I can't do it anymore.
I would always guilt people, but I would be subtle about it.
Like how?
She said, what are you doing? I'd say, I'm at Home Depot looking for rope and ladder. So do you want to date? Like, it's always like being married is so like, you know, I forget what that's like, man, being out there and like wanting to have somebody.
I was looking around the apartment. I said to Mikey, I was like, God, this guy's an idiot for getting married.
I know. Like,
this
I know.
Is a pussy palace, brother.
I was single for a while here. My last place was decent. It wasn't as good as this place, but I was miserable when I was single. Like, I wasn't like I was really flying hot. Like, I was miserable. I'm okay now. Much better now than that loneliness, because it's the high of meeting, connecting, and then it just goes away quickly. Mm-hmm. You know how it is. It's like it's a drug. It's like it's like grabbing donuts, and you're like, why the fuck did I eat that? I feel like
shit. And then also it's a way of protecting yourself, because you can have these surface level relationships, because you know they're only going to last for you know, like a week or however long you're in this town. So you're Mr. you know, fun guy and everything, and you don't get to expose like the deep things about yourself, which are sometimes painful to go through. So you just, you know, okay, I'll just do this again and with someone else next weekend, and it's very surface level, and I don't know if I like it anymore.
I like,
but I don't feel lonely. That's the thing. It's like I used to come home from the road and feel so like alone and sad, and like I really just am enjoying coming home. I'm with my cats. I have my friends. I've been like throwing myself into my friendships and, you know, trying to find like hobbies and everything to look forward to. And then, you know, if something happens, it happens. But this was the first time I like intentionally was like, I'm going to go on a date. And I'm
how
not
long
gonna...
ago is this, by the way?
The date?
Yeah, yeah.
2 nights ago.
Oh, so
3 nights ago.
Well, then maybe you will go out again. Like, sometimes these things start weird and like all of a sudden, all right, one more shot and then it's good.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I am afraid of myself in a way that if I am like, you know, hey, I am going to date. I'm looking for a relationship. Like, I'm afraid if I connect with someone, I'll be like, well, let's just get fucking married. What are we doing?
Oh,
why do we not do this? What's the point? Well, we're going to hang out and then fizzle away. No, like, let's go, you know, and I'm like, that might be too much.
You're afraid of your own compulsion.
Yeah. I like I've been trying to be more intentional and more take things slow. Like, and I went on this date not to be like, yeah, like, oh fuck. I was like, I'll go on a date and not be like, come to my place. Just like, this was fun. Let's see each other again later.
Yes.
You know, like,
let's grab a little ice cream. It's closed. Goodbye.
Yes.
Good night.
Yep. Let me smoke a cigarette. You tell me you're okay with it. And then it turns out you're a liar.
Oh, yeah. That's the cigarettes are hard.
I have to tell them up front. Like,
of course.
I smoke. Like, this is what it is. And she was like, yeah, that's great. And then, maybe it's because she just... I blew it on the date and she didn't like me. And then this was like an excuse. I don't know.
Who knows?
I kind of want to contact her and be like, hey, you can never talk to me again, but I'd like to know what happened. What did I do wrong?
You say, could you tell me like what was it that about me? And then give her a list of options. Was it my repulsive physical appearance? Was it the fact that I almost beat a man to death and enjoyed telling you?
Is it because I showed up with a cane? Was it because when the bill came, I gave them a credit card and then stopped them halfway through and said, no, I'd have to give a different one.
Oh, no. And then put the tray out and asked you to put yours on. We went Dutch. Did you get vibes off her at first?
Like,
were you getting?
Well, I showed up 10 minutes late, and I was nervous. I kept changing my outfit because I was like nervous for the date. So I like kept putting on different stuff. And then I showed up. I was wearing like a bowling shirt. Like I was just like, God, what am I
bowling
doing?
Shirt?
Yeah, like a button up shirt with like designs on it. I'll send you a picture of my outfit.
I would love to see it. Or send it to the boy.
I'll have my boy reach out to you.
Please have the lad send me whatever photos he's not enjoying at the moment of you and your new fits. Yeah, but I'm curious. Like, sometimes you got to follow up, and sometimes those things work out. Like, if the first date isn't, like, it's not terrible, but there's something there, you might still be able to. Do you still like her?
I'm having a hard time deciding if I liked her or the fact that I got rejected, which is why it's still
sure
a thing. She didn't have it on her profile, but she was 22, and when we were talking, she said she went to high school in New York City, and I go, Where? I used to teach in New York City. And I was like, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, those you're saying things are real, they're real panty dryers.
I just have not been on a date in like a proper date. I'm used to like meeting someone on the fly or like it's through DMs and they already know me and then this, that. And then she was like, I hate stand-up comedy. I think it's so narcissistic and you're just making people listen to you. I was like, actually, I don't like people that like stand up, like I don't want them to be like fans or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I kind of like this, but like, and then she said she only liked techno. She didn't like anything else. She doesn't like going to the movies.
She sucks.
Blah blah blah.
Why'd you swipe on her? What motivated?
She's really hot.
Yeah, that would be it. And by the way, I'm saying to you that I don't like her, but if she was attractive, I would literally throw these Richard Pryor things off the terrace. I hate it too. Stand up sucks. Yeah. Can I smell your butt? I smell your crack.
Yeah. And she was trans and she's from Guyana. And I made a mistake. I go, I guess you put the guy in Guyana, huh?
Did you say that?
No, I didn't. Could you imagine? Could you imagine? No, I would never say that.
I don't know. It's a pretty good one.
No, I was laying it on thick. I was like, Dave Chappelle's a monster. Girls like you.
Yeah.
It's like saying girl and
you
gal.
Have every right, yeah, you have every right to get up and play softball with a bunch of...
Yeah. I'd love to go to one of your swim meets.
Exactly. Like, I'll help you carry all your first place trophies.
Yeah.
So was she tall, short?
Tall. Taller than me. And dude, when we left the restaurant, I gave her my... She was cold. I was like, do you want my coat? She's like, yeah, that'd be really nice. And I put it on her. She's like, this is so cute. Like, no one's ever done that, blah, blah. And like, I was getting all these signals.
Anyone who doesn't like stand-up is fine, but if she thinks it's narcissistic...
Yeah.
I'm like,
guess... Well, it's also that, like I'll be honest, once the it came out that she was 22, I was like, oh. And then, like, you know, like at the end of Sixth Sense... When he realizes he's been dead the whole time and everything starts flashing.
Yes.
That once that came up, all these other things started flashing like, oh, that's why you only like techno. Oh, that's why, you know, you are trans. That's why.
That's why a million things pop up.
Yeah.
And when you realize, oh, she might be a little narcissistic and maybe she doesn't like stand up because it's something she can't do. Or it dominates in a way that she can't, like, I don't know. Some people, anyone doesn't like...
She was very sweet, and that's that, you know?
Maybe you'll go out with her again.
Yeah, I don't know. It was fun, but it was very much like, I think it was good because it helped me figure out kind of like what I should do differently the next time I go on a date.
Well, what should you do? I mean, besides lying about your job and quit smoking, what should... And ixnay on the beat the guy to death, eh? She said, you dummy, you should say you helped. What happened? They were beating him and I helped him. Oh, he's such a good man.
I know. Just
now, you made the right move.
Such a foolish move. Like, but then, the sound of the umbrella cracking on his head.
Yeah, that's probably, yeah. But I agreed with you for smashing that bum in his face. Now, summer may be winding down. Actually, it's wound down already. And I realize this hat is awful. And it's not funny, but I'm kind of married to it now for the ghost bed read. But it's still really hot at night, especially in my bedroom. But not because of sex, just because I put weight on and my fat breasts are mushy against the sheets. Ghost bed includes cooling materials in every single mattress they make. Now, we also have a ghost bed mattress, also ghost bed pillows and a ghost bed sheets, which are amazing and cooling. I sleep so much more comfortably. Family-owned company, that's great, 20-plus years experience. But they built a line of beds designed to last. You get solid construction, durable comfort, to the price that's up to 50% less than comparable brands. Their best-selling Lux mattress, which is the one I have, and it's called the coolest bed in the world. And features a cool-to-the-touch cover, patented technology. It draws heat away from your body so you can kind of wake up not overheated and disgusting. I mean, it's not going to thin you out, unfortunately. I wake up, I always host a ghost bed cured my side blubber, but it doesn't do that. You're not sure which ghost bed is right for you? My wife and I didn't know. I said, hon, what do you think? And she said, I don't know. She said, let's take their new and improved mattress quiz. I said, let's wait till it's Saturday, because that's a Saturday night fun activity. And it was a faster, smarter, easier quiz. It lets you guys take it together so you can kind of see which bed's going to work better for both of you. Every Ghost Bed mattress comes with a 101-night sleep trial, fast and free shipping, 20 to 25-year warranty. It really is amazing. I use it, and you know what a shit sleeper I am. As a loyal listener, worshiper of this program, you get 25% off your order. Ghostbed.com/Norton. Use the promo code Norton at checkout. Some exclusions apply. You got to see the site for details. And as I said in the beginning, ghostbed.com/Norton, promo code Norton. Upgrade your sleep with Ghostbed, the makers of the coolest bed in the world. Thanks, Ghostbed.
I mean, dude, honestly, it was the way this guy, he was so on drugs. Like, the look he had in his eye was insane.
Big guy, small guy. And
super tall guy, long hair. He looked like Bob from Twin Peaks.
I don't know what that is.
Just like, screaming, erratic. Like, anyone that, yeah, he looked like that guy. Dude, anyone that looked at him, he was like, hey, you looking at me? I'll kill you. Hey, you looking at me? Like, it was nuts, man.
Yeah.
And it was like, we had to keep him down.
That's where jujitsu is good, if you can get a hold of him.
Well, I thought, I was like, well, I've taken one jujitsu class. Maybe I should banana split him.
Because if you strangle a guy, like Daniel
Penny
killed Jordan Neely, but he held the choke for way too long, obviously, because the guy died. But if you strangle somebody, it doesn't matter if they're on drugs. It doesn't matter how angry they are. You cut that blood supply off to the brain, and they go to sleep. Like, people just, they go out.
Well, dude, I'm looking at him, and I'm like, choke and cradle him from behind. And then I'm like, well, I have a fucked up back. Let me tell you, kicking someone, stomping and swinging an umbrella like a baseball bat really does wonders for your back.
Sure.
The adrenaline kicked in. I was like, I think I'm healed. And then an hour later, I'm like, tactical error.
Yeah. But meanwhile, he feels refreshed because he had mace for breakfast. So he's got quite a good energy.
Dude, when this guy is getting mace and stomping towards a guy going, I eat mace for breakfast, it was like, yo, this is on another level.
Yeah, but the guys like that are high.
And the cops never came. And dude, it was so funny. We're all standing around just kind of like, I mean, dude, this guy destroyed the restaurant. And at the end, after he got maced and he's kind of like stumbling around, this little Mexican cook came out of the kitchen. He was like, hey, come on. And so guy goes, enough. It's
done. He's gone.
Yeah. But
the guy came out like a little late just to show.
Yeah, a little late, just like real amped up, you know. But the scene was, and it was so scary. Nobody filmed, but everybody was so scared that nobody took their phones out.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, mate, thank God, because the last thing I need is some video footage of me just like Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci in Casino, you know? But I don't know. It was like very alarming, but it was so funny because we're all kind of like, everyone's like kind of coming down from this insane thing. And then you just hear some guy go, fuck Mom Donnie. He's not even mayor yet.
Yeah. But it is funny. We'll bring political thoughts out of people. Yeah. This guy who's not even being political. He's just a drunk. He's probably on something though. Yeah, that's not drunk. A guy who can't take mace.
Dude, no. It was like,
who can eat mace?
It was PCP or crack or something. But he was like so erratic. And usually, you know, when those guys, you see them all the time, you just ignore them and they go away. But he was like, anyone that looked at him, he wanted to like attack. And when he started flipping the tables and then, you know, started stomping towards this old guy, thank God that guy stepped in and like pushed him away. And the old guy stayed at the restaurant because me and my friend got this like lemon sorbet dessert. And
ooh,
it was
sounds refreshing.
It was lemon sorbet in a lemon. And the guy said out loud, he goes, you know, I was going to leave, but now I'm going to get that. It looks so good. And he stayed because
But he's lying. What was happening was he didn't want to stand and have shit leak out of his diapers. So he's like, I'm going to stay for the lemon sorbet. I mean, he was there until they literally put the chairs away. Yeah.
He's like, thank God this guy came, because now I can blame that for why I shat.
Lemon sorbet is very tart. Like, I'm not a big fan of it's tasty.
You don't like tart?
I don't like sorbet. It annoys me.
No.
It's
why?
Just,
it's all sorbet.
Too bitter.
Really?
Too tart. Yeah, I don't like the tartness of it.
You like more sweet. Savory.
Thank you. Yes, I do. Mm. I don't like when they bring out a palate cleanser. I got one. It's like we hadn't eaten yet. I'm like, what do you think I was doing? I wasn't fucking
They
eating.
Gave you sorbet before you
before
ate?
Before we even ordered. I was
what
livid.
What an odd mouche.
I was livid. Hey, if anybody calls, by the way, we can leave it.
Livid.
Oh, we get called.
That is such a fun, that livid is such a tart response.
Isn't it really? Yeah. I'm livid. Especially if you say it like that. Tell the manager I'm livid.
I'm livid.
Let's take a call.
Wait. Oh, cool.
I forgot we take calls.
Oh, that's great.
Yes. Hello.
Yo, what's up, Jimbo?
Hey, buddy.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday on September 11th here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I had a quick question. Yeah, yeah, dude. Never forget. So I'm in a relationship with a nice, young, fit Scottish man. He's vegan. He smokes a lot of pot. We vibe. We work out. But, you know, things have been a little rough lately. I've been seeing this other guy. He's kind of an old friend, childhood friend. We work together, blah, blah, blah. But things are a little turbulent right now. And basically, I'm just kind of torn here. And been feeling really down and just wondering, like, what you think.
I mean, you have two choices. That's not a bad place to be. You have someone you're dating and you have someone on the side.
Does the guy you're dating know you have this other man that's tearing you up?
Yeah. No. The boyhood friend?
No, that's the thing.
So you're cheating.
Yeah.
So you're being dishonest and you're cheating. You're not in an open relationship. Oh, you're getting a little haggis on the side.
Oh, okay. So why do you feel bad? Do you feel guilty or you want to just dump the Scottish fella?
Well, you know, the Scottish fella, he's sweet. I've known him for a while. We've been doing our thing for a while. But it's just, you know, it's just that classic love story of like the childhood friend who, you know, you lost touch with, grew up with, but lost touch with, and then, you know, met again. We
blow each other
together,
in the park.
And we just kind of hit it off, you know?
That is my fantasy every night when I go to bed. That's why I'm not lonely, because I have my childhood friend in my head with me. Every night when I go to bed to break my own back.
I just want to meet the kid I used to skip to school with and give him a hand job next to some fucking weather guy in Central Park.
You don't know how many of my porn searches. Friends at soccer practice. Friends at camp.
Who do you like more?
It's a good question. You know, I love them both. I have love for both of
Who's
them.
Who's better in bed?
You know,
childhood friend.
Oh, that's a good. Well, Scottish fella, obviously.
Oh, is he? I don't know. I've never. Why? What makes him better? Why do you say obviously? Do you have a bigger penis, or is he just more passionate?
Well, because Scottish, he's passionate. You know, he's got a fucked up accent.
Yeah.
He has dreads.
Yeah.
He smokes a lot of pot.
Oh. He has dreads.
He has dreads.
Is he black?
Yes. He rubs himself down in he's white.
He rubs himself down in coconut oil?
Yeah.
Bend over and grab your toes. Put on legend. Oh. I want to hear Three Little Birds while I give you a buggering.
Do me a favor. Pass me the cocoa butter. I need to dread myself up.
Yes. Get me a bowl and some Lucky Charms, and then I'm going to sodomize you.
Put this golf tee in me arse. Swing the club on me, you gross bastard.
We apologize. That was really tasteless of us. Are you buggering your childhood friend again, are you? Quick, get me the coconut oil. I want to smell like Bob Marley.
Suck on me blood sausage, you creepy bastard. Sorry.
Apologize.
Sorry, that was really wrong.
You guys, very hurtful.
I apologize.
But he's also vegan. I don't give it.
Oh, yes. I'm not going to give you a blowjob. I don't eat meat.
I don't eat pussy. I just am one.
You know, meat is murder. Get that out of my buttocks. Sorry. This is not helpful, is it?
Pizza in my arse. Hey, I think, I mean...
Call me honey. That's bee labor. Bees are doing labor for honey.
Oh, you cheat on me, Toe. Fooled me once.
All right, but this is really not helpful.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you like the the other guy better. What do you
think? When you put me in a harness, it better not be real leather.
Yes, put me in a pleather harness and spank my hand. Spank me like I'm a cow on the way to the slaughterhouse. Hit me in the fanny, and I'll go head first into the headlock.
Oh, my God, that really hurt my chest.
Yeah, but I think you should stop cheating.
Yeah,
and I think you should continue. So I guess this Yes. Oh, Jimmy, quickly. Look. Oh, sorry. I was going to say, why don't you put your tongue on my little Blarney Stones? That's Irish. Doesn't matter. Oh. It's all the same to me. I don't know any better. I'm just a boy. Oh, take that kilt off. I look like a lady.
Treats me like the IRA and blow up my arms.
Well, look. Yes, apologies.
Look, I know you like laughing at my predicament here, but it's serious. You know, I feel very torn.
I know.
Jimmy, and...
I mean, look, if you're cheating, like, do you see yourself in a long-term thing with the Scottish guy? Because maybe you just had to go wet your whistle.
Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest and decide, you know, what you really want. And, you know, I mean, have you ever thought about being honest with the guy? Like, what would he say if you told him about what happened?
I think he'd probably get physical.
Maybe
stop doing it. If you want to stay with the Scottish guy, just stop doing it. You don't have to tell. You don't have to, like they say, don't make the cross of someone else heavier when you're unburdening your own.
Whoa.
You know, yeah. Yes. You can't break up with him. He'll never let you go. You know, I'm a gay Scottish vegan with red hair and dreadlocks. You're the only person I can ever meet. There's many reasons for everyone to hate me. You're the only person who likes me. You can't leave me.
Oi. Oi, Jimmy. I don't think he'll let me leave, and frankly, I don't know if I want to, you know?
Yeah, I really like him.
Wet some whistle on the side. I like him, you know?
Yeah, but
at the end of the day, you know,
I think
the only thing that's really going to cheer up Jimmy is if we get a little ring-ring, a little Doug Bell action back in time. You know what I mean?
Doug Bell does kind of help. It heals. Doug Bell heals.
Mm.
It does. You ought to just tell him, like,
he
look.
Does. He does.
I've never been to Scotland.
Go, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's what happens when you put an expectation on Doug Bell. It bombs and no one likes it. But let's get back to this and how no one will ever love me again.
You can't leave. The doors are locked from the outside.
Three little birds right on my doorstep. All right, look, good luck, man. I don't know what it takes. I don't know who you like more. Like, you like them both. You like the thrill of cheating. I've cheated in the past. I know what it is. But I guess it all depends on what you really want to do. Like, if you want to be with the Scottish guy, just stop fucking the other guy and just be with him. Like, and just, you don't have to tell him. You don't have to ruin his feelings of you. Just stop doing it.
And he kind of like his hands like that. Like, I know, like, if you ask him about it, he'll remember it.
I'm not actually gay, but I do appreciate you.
All right. Well, you've been lying the whole time. Oh, no wonder you couldn't keep an erection in my arsehole. No wonder you kept losing your hard on, no matter how many blue chews I rubbed on your teeth. You're not a homosexual. No wonder when I asked you to kiss the foreskin, you vomited in me lap. You're telling tall tales. I don't like it a bit. You ran your fingers through my hair, and then you went and threw up in the toilet. No wonder. Oh, you told me I looked like an albino Jamaican soccer player. I thought you liked that. Ah, you're a big fibber. All right, well, thank you for the call. You're faking it.
You rubbed your fingers through my hair and got sick in the toilet.
Yes. 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 I heard you mumbling the N-word as you wandered towards the bathroom with vomit running down your shirt. Ah, oh, you're a big faker. You pretended you liked it. I talked about Jimmy Cliff for 3 hours, and you pretended to listen.
You're a fibber.
Yes.
No one's ever going to love me.
Yes. I'm unlovable. I've been told so many times. You're telling me tall tales. You're breaking my heart. Oh, my God. What a silly call. Well, good luck, sir, whoever you love. whatever you want to shove in your mouth is up to you. We don't care. We love you. Oh my goodness. Oh.
That's the end, because you know what? I'm not even gay.
No, it's the best.
I think I figured out the problem.
Yes. That's exactly it, sir. You're not enjoying the sex.
The acts you're committing are repulsing you.
Yeah, it hurts. Yeah. I wondered why you kept shiting on me, Dick.
It takes hours of preparation.
Oh. Well, let's see who's next. I ain't going to follow that guy. Someone pretending to be a lesbian. Hello, you're on with us. How you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Oh.
Oh, my God, am I on?
You are, and I like your enthusiasm, and that's how you should feel. What's your name, dear?
My name's Ellen.
Oh, I was right. I talked about the next girl pretending to be a lesbian. Oh, little pixie-haired, little pixie-haired carpet muncher, are you? Over in England, getting your basement flooded.
Oh my God! Sorry. My family's from Liverpool, so you're close. Anyway, so this is awesome. I just got home from work. Actually, I love both you guys. I love both you, Jim, and Ian.
Oh,
I listen
thank
to you.
You
guys actually while I'm working, and I'm a massage therapist.
Oh, great!
So
how many hard-ons
is
that
guys
killed?
Podcast in an earbud.
Oh, that's great.
Now, are you a real massage therapist, or do you get a little fresh? Not
yes.
That they don't. That, let me rephrase that, because there are real massage therapists that will get fresh once in a while, but you know what I meant.
That's a nice way of saying it.
Yeah, a little fresh.
Hey, you get fresh?
You get fresh?
That's such a polite way of putting it. I work at a massage envy, so professional, a lot of sports, a lot of injuries. Yeah. Yes,
I literally felt
relaxing,
sexier vibes in a pet hospital than I did at the fucking massage envy. I've been in massage envy; there was zero vibes.
Ian, we're coming to see you next week in New Brunswick. So
oh,
excited
cool.
about that!
Are you
oh,
the stress factor?
Thanks. Yeah, stress factor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I do have a question.
Sure.
So I have a family party this weekend. It's my nephew's second birthday, and my brother-in-law, he's been a huge douchebag. Most of us don't drink. Most of my family's pretty sober, so he's the only asshole that's just getting shit-faced.
Yeah.
And he got in my face the last family party, and like I kind of like had a delayed reaction, froze up. So do you guys have anything smart or witty that I could just say to piss him off? Or just annoy him.
Wait, what?
You know,
what happened?
It'll be
he
for gets, family.
He's a drunk,
so.
And he, like, what will he say though?
So
like,
you're saying he gets a little fresh?
He gets a little fresh. He gets a little randy at the party.
Yes.
Now, what do you want to? Do you really want to insult him?
Oh no, not sexual. No, not sexual.
No.
Well,
no,
not sexual.
No.
No. Is he your sister's husband?
No. Yes.
And what does he say that you want to come back to?
Like, he just says smart comments, like, just with an attitude. He's like, I only watch anime, I only do this, like, oh, I'm very straight, I'm so
what
straight,
else does he do?
I'm like,
does he
okay.
count toothpicks when they fall on the floor? Sounds very artistic. You want to tell him, hey, don't have an attitude. Tell me your sister, hey, don't have an attitude just because you're the first white guy she liked. I'd love to hear that. He watches anime?
And he brags that's about being straight?
Yeah, this guy kind of sucks.
Yeah. Is this guy the guy that just called
in? Yeah.
It's his boyfriend. He's not even Scottish.
Yeah.
Whole thing's a lie.
So wait. This guy gets drunk, brags about being straight and how he loves anime, and you are looking for a like a quip to get back at it? Just show him a mirror.
Yeah.
It's like,
this is who you are.
A mirror in your pocket. And be like, look at yourself. You're despicable.
You are. Yeah, you're a non-man.
Yeah. You're a fool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the guy, but sometimes you might say something really funny like, you know, you're a slave to the drink.
Ooh.
Yeah, hit him with a real stick.
You know why they call it a spirit? Because it took yours away.
Oh, I like that a lot. Mm. You know, alcohol is a great remover of things. Mm-hmm. It removes varnishes, and it will also remove families if used in sufficient quantity. Oh, look, we've gone to parade 101 funny insults to roast your family, friends, frenemies, lovers, and everyone in between. It's a picture of a woman with her hands over her mouth. These are going to be good.
Oh, the closest you'll come to a brainstorm is a light drizzle.
That's if he's being really stupid. Mm-hmm. But you could also say, you look smarter in pictures. Okay. This is great. Your family tree didn't have enough branches. Hold on, we're not done. 97 to go. Hold on a minute, bitch. How do you finish? I have neither the time nor the crayons necessary to explain this to you.
I smell smoke. Were you thinking too hard again?
Ah, or were you on a date with Ian? All right. Thank you for the call. I would just say, just be mean to the guy.
Oh, this is a good one. If ignorance is bliss, you must be ecstatic at all times, faggot. What? That was, why did you say that? That's fucked up. These are getting mean, quite frankly. These are getting out of control.
Or like when no one's looking, just scream, get your fingers out of there and storm out of the room. That'll really shame him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should.
Thank you.
All That's right, you're welcome. Idea. Good luck, my love.
At the
Good
next luck. Family party, you should run up to
Thank
him.
Thank you so much.
Already holding a camera and go, this guy's here to meet a kid.
He's here to meet a 13-year-old boy. Imagine being one of those
I did that to a friend of mine.
That's very funny.
At the bathroom at the Hollywood Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida to see Blink-182. My buddy's at the stall. I go, this guy's here to meet a kid. He goes, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I just walked out.
That's very funny.
Yeah, that's a good harmless prank.
Yeah, oh, my God. Because those guys really do panic, don't they?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what a buzzkill it is? When you're like, where are you, baby? And you hear going, you're talking to me. You're like, oh, for Pete's sake. Oh, you don't have a camera, do you? Yeah, you do.
You know what a buzzkill it is? To send a boy your outfits and have to say, oh, it was for a friend.
He's here to do some catalog shopping. He's here to buy a belt. Oh, this was very fun. Long-lost painting looted by Nazis recovered. Oh, yeah, I heard about that. It was spotted in a real estate listing. Someone put up their house for sale, and someone spotted it. And it's not even that great of a picture, but it looks like the Queen of England. No. Who was that? Who's
that? Was a rough-looking queen.
That is a really bizarre-looking gender-bender queen. Who's that? Fucking Queen Mike from the 11th century? Giuseppe. That's an 18th century
looks
painting.
Like Queen Michael Imperioli.
It's
really looks like Christopher.
Oh, I thought you said scepter. I'm all right. Wow. Yeah, that's an ugly fucking queen.
God damn.
Terrible.
We're truly living in the time of the hottest people alive ever.
Honestly, I think you're right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane how hot everyone is.
Yeah,
that's
everything,
weird.
Everything up until like 1950, they were Rubenesque pigs.
Oh my God. Dude. Everyone just looked like a different shade of Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Just,
that's what she looks like.
Yeah. Just different horse-faced people walking around.
I heard Hoover had a nickname for her because I heard her breath was really bad. So he would call her like, I think they called her the dyke or something, and they would talk about how bad her breath was.
Really?
They said she had bad breath, Eleanor, which at least we know why.
Well, I mean, imagine sucking a cock that doesn't work for hours a day, having your head down in somebody's wheelchair the whole time.
You got your hands on the wheels. They both smell like dog shit because you rolled through it. And you forget to grab the part that he grabs when he rolls.
You stick like shit, too.
Should we do one more call?
Yeah, let's do one more call. That was a lot of that was a lot of fun so far.
Hey, Jim and Ian, big fans.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.
I'm a fan of both of you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted your advice on a very bizarre scenario. I'll keep it quick. Basically, I live with my dad, but he is mentally incapacitated, has been for a few years after an accident. And I love the guy, but he was also kind of a piece of shit growing up. And I live in New York, and basically I'm like, I can't keep taking care of him. So I'm like, I'm about to ditch this guy. And I feel kind of guilty, but I'm also like, I can't spend my life taking care of some. I mean, he's my dad. I don't want to call him some guy, but I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I can't stay indoors with this guy all day.
How old is he, and how old are you? For him. Is he old, or like, how old?
I just turned 40. He just turned, or he's like 71, I think.
Oh, okay.
Mm. And what's wrong
he's
with
pretty
him
old.
Mentally?
He got in a big, he called it a fight, but basically he says some guy jumped him and hit him with an umbrella in New York. Sorry, guys, I've been waiting this whole time on the phone to say this. So.
What happened? I was just waiting for a table, and I tried to get in there. And this guy in a Groucho Marx.
Some crazy
in a Groucho Marx.
Some guy thinking he was Mary Poppins.
God, did I wreck that. How do I, at my age, I'm doing stand-up at 35 years, and a guy in a Groucho Marx. What an untalented piece of shit.
No, the runner you went on with the Scottish guy
doesn't make up for that. Nothing makes up for that.
You're good for the next like 10 episodes. That was the funniest fucking thing I've ever been a part of. I was sweating and crying. Oh my God.
But as an American, I can't do it. I can only do it as a Scotsman.
Every show you go to, a gym, he goes, is that a Scotsman vegan dating a cheater in the crowd?
What happened? I was waiting for the table, and a man in a Groucho Marx outfit jumped up and beat me near to death. All right, well, thanks for the call. That was fun.
Yeah, take that your dad out back one. And put a gun in his head.
That was very fun. Ian, man, thank
you.
This was so much fun. This
is great.
And congrats. I know your podcast is doing well and being in with Jordan. You guys are still doing that. I see clips of it. It's really funny.
Thanks. Come back on it, man. We'd love to.
Yeah,
have
I would
you.
Love to. Yeah. And I guess we're good. What do you want to promote? We'll put it in the thing because by this might be up next week.
Oh, man. I am on the road everywhere. IanFidance.com for tickets next week. I'm in New Brunswick, New Jersey at Stress Factory, September 18th to the 20th. And then the following week, the 26th to the 27th, I'm up in Toronto for JFL at the Comedy Bar. And then I'm going on an arena tour with Bert. I'm going to be doing Red Rocks with him and then like four or five arenas getting in the bus. I'm so stoked. Then I'm going to be in Funny Bone, Omaha, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Houston, Texas, San Diego, December 31st, two shows, New Year's Eve, and then Denver Comedy Works, IanFidance.com for tickets. I'm going all over, and YouTube.com/IanFidanceComedy for all my stand-up and my travel show when it comes out.
This really ended on a lull.
Thank you so much for calling my show. The episode's over, it's time to go. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. I hope everything works out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out. Good luck, stupid, good luck, stupid. Don't blame me when it doesn't work out.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.